Thanks for tuning into our podcast. We love having you here, and it's our mission to bring you all the latest and greatest tips, skills, and know-how to make you the best that you can be. We know that you have it in you, and we're going to show you how. Now, let's get started.
Welcome to the Pair Affair today. As we come in, as we get loosened here, as we turn some things around and try to figure out some things and try to figure out what's going on with me, what's going on with you. And as you continue to push yourself to greatness, as I continue to push myself to greatness, as we continue to figure out some things that are going right for me, going right for you. I've been off for a while trying to figure out some things, trying to figure out what's keeping me motivated, what's not keeping me motivated. And sometimes in life, as you endure things and you go through things and you get some setbacks and you get some disappointments, how do you handle those? How do you handle those situations? I've learned a lot recently from some people that I've been around is how some people handle being devastated. Some people cry it out. Some people move on to the next thing. And some people hold on to it. So we offer these little options of crying it out, cry, hold it in there, keep it with us, be bitter about life, or just move on. And that's the hardest thing for a lot of people that are trying to do a lot of things in life is moving on. Is as you move on to certain things that you're doing. That's, you know, for some people, it's very hard for them to have defeat or have some things going on with them and moving on to the next thing. And that's what the real pros do. On to the next. Had that short-term memory. Well, it didn't work out. I moved on. I tried. Didn't work out. I move on. And that's where I'm learning as I'm getting older and trying to understand certain things about myself and understand certain things about life in general. Is things happen that maybe you have trained really hard for in life and you didn't get it. You can stay after it, and most people are going to stay after it and stay after it and stay after it and stay after it. And that's what you do. And that's why I think a lot of times, just recently, we had some things that happened to us. And I told myself, oh, you only get a day or whatever to feel sorry for yourself. Then after that, we got to move on to the next chapter. We got other things we have to accomplish with our lives. And that seems to work for me. I give myself a good day to be frustrated and do some things and yell about some things and talk about some things, complain about some things, and then I just move on. It's not like because I don't care. It's because I'm using all the energy in the wrong direction. Instead of using that same energy of getting better and say, all right, it happened, move on. Figure out what I did wrong and keep moving. But a lot of times in life, we want to sit there and blame this person, blame that person, and it's not going to change anything whatsoever. There's a lot of things I wish I could change the last few weeks, but I just can't. You know, I could act a fool about it and curse people out and tell them this, tell them that. It's not going to change anything. They say, oh, yeah, that's why you didn't win it. And I realized if I just keep being a good role model to certain people who are trying, and I'm trying to make sure that as we accomplish certain things, there's lessons in everything. That's what people keep telling me. There's a lesson in your failures. Learn from them. Move on. But I don't want to learn lessons. I want to be victorious. I know. We all do. We all want to be victorious as anything that we do in life. But sometimes it just doesn't happen for us. Just doesn't happen as we continue to push ourselves. And sometimes we get defeated. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. As I look at my situation, as I look at some things that I promised some people, I just have to remember and tell myself, yeah, we can do this. And we're going to do this in a great way. And then the next time we get an opportunity, just keep knocking at the door. Keep telling yourself, yeah, it's going to work out fine. It's going to work out fine. But I can't hold on to this bitterness. That doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. Holding on to things that really don't seem to stunt our growth. I know, so as I watch some people, and I talk to people all the time, And they do a great job of, not in a mad, bad way, but they do a great way of just holding on to the past. And they hold on to it, and they hold on to it, and they never can get anywhere. Just recently, I was coaching this girl's soccer team. We were, had a really good season, but didn't end the way we wanted to end. And I learned a lot from some of my better players. Next couple of days, they went on and played some more games in their other teams. Get it out their system. Get that junk out of their system. They said that was just one day, it didn't work out. But the next day, it is going to work out for us. They just kept playing, they won. And that's what life's about. Getting back up, trying again and again and again. I'm around people all the time. And as I watch certain people, the ones who are successful usually are the ones who do some things, some interesting things along the way. Number one, they're not afraid of failing in life. They're not afraid because they know that eventually they'll get it. They'll get it. They're not afraid of falling twice, three times, getting back up and trying it again. Because they know eventually they're going to be the champion. They're built for this stuff. They don't give up easy. I was talking to my wife about the business today and talking about some goals we have and trying to do this certain project. And like I told her, if everything goes right, everything goes where we're supposed to be, we should have this amount of money in our bank account by November of this year. She's like, what? She says, yeah, if we just do what we're supposed to do every day, we should be okay. And so today as we were checking the account and going to the account, and one thing I there's certain accounts that I have where I put money in that account and I forget about it. What do you mean I forget about it? Well, I just put the money in the account and whatever's in there, I just keep adding to it. She's the only one who has access to that account. She touches the money in the account, and I just put money in there. Certain things that she needs, whatever, home repairs, whatever. I say, hey, use that money for that. That's what we're going to use. Use that money for that, and let's move on. So today we went to the bank, and she's like asking me, is there any money in here? And I was like, I don't know. I knew there was some money in there. And my son came back to me and said, hey, Dad, there's such and such amount of money in that account. I said, yeah. Yeah, Dad, every day he puts money in that account because every day, some days we have setbacks. Some days we have things that go wrong, but every day I know I got to put money, deposit money into that account. Why did I do that? It's just something we do. Emergencies pop up, things pop up, but I'm trying to save for certain things I have to do. And I calculated if I just do certain things each day, at the end of the year, this is what we have in our account. Are we going to have setbacks along the way? Yeah, most likely, probably will. We probably will have some setbacks. But I'm acting like that money is just, to be honest with you, that money that we have, that we save, act like I just throw it out the window. Not in a mean way, but it's gone. It's just something like paying taxes or paying a bill. But I know if we need it for something, we can get it out of there. And that's the problem a lot of times. We think that we save that money up and then that's an emergency. That's not an emergency. And that's an emergency. And it really isn't. Act like the money's not there. And that's the trick a lot of times in life is controlling your impulsive spending. I know. Just recently, I've been blessed with some things, and like I told myself, and I said, it's just going to sit there. The money that I put in every day, I'm not doing anything with it. It's just going to sit. Well, you need to spend it because this and this could happen. Just build it up, let it sit in there. Next time you look in there, hope it's a little bit higher. Next time you look in there, so I hope it's a little bit higher than that. And that's just being disciplined, getting up in the morning. And there's some days, and you know, as I work with the business, and there's some days I really don't want to deal with it. Have a bad day. This didn't work right. That didn't work right. But the business has taught me a lot, that every day you got to be consistent. Every day somebody's going to come by and give you a substantial amount of money. Now, if you don't want to earn that money every day, you don't have to be ready for these people. Because they can go somewhere else and do the same thing. But if you just want to get up and, you know, lately we have a certain hours that we open up our business. And there's certain people that figure it out, like, hey, you know, like text him or whatever, call him, he'll open the business up early for me. And I was like, tell myself, I said, you have people wanting to give you money early in the morning. And all you got to do is open the doors. If you're not willing to do that, you don't deserve much. And I said, you want to put money in the bank at the end of the day. You want to put money in every night or whatever you're doing at the end of the week. But if you're not willing to get up, open up the doors, whatever you need to do, and go back and rest, yeah, you don't deserve much. A lot of us want all these things to happen to us in life, but we don't want to put in the work. We don't want to put in the time. We don't think it's worth our time. You can continue telling yourself this over and over and over again. I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to put it off tomorrow. And we never do. We never do. We just say, oh, well, it happened. And so I was talking to my son about just getting better in his sports. I said, just do a little bit each day. A little bit each day. And you just get better. And you should be fine. He's like, what? I said, yeah, just do a little bit each day. He said, I want to make substantial growth. And I said, yeah, it happens for some people. And some people don't. A couple years ago, he was on this little all-star team. And he did okay. But they didn't play him much. And, you know, I was just like, son, you know, you got to get better at this and this and that. But it was more, in a lot of these little sports programs, whatever, there's so many moving parts. It's just hard to keep your eyes on them. As we looked around and we did things for it with him, I said, I don't think you're going to make any growth with this team because they're not going to let you, you know, they're not going to let you shine. So I, you know, we pulled him, put him in another program. And then I started thinking about all the other players that were there when they started with him. And I looked back over the roster. I think it was 12 kids that started with him in this little all-star team. And I think maybe 4 are left that really started with him. Only 4 kids are started with him. Only 4 are continue to play at that level. They some of them went to a different team. Like my son went to a different team, went better coaching. They didn't stay. And as I made that decision for him, or we made that decision as a group, the thing is, we wanted him to really enjoy the sport. Because what they're doing is they're all about winning at that time. They're not worried about developing. They want to know, okay, how can you help us right now? We're not worried about how you're going to get better. So you put him in this other program, and he's developing quite well. There's no pressure of, you got to win this game this week or this and this. It's like, all right, show up. We'll show you how to do some things, and you'll get better. Show up. We'll do it again next week. We'll keep doing it over and over until we see that you're getting better and better and better. And he seems to be, today we had a situation where we had to pick which one to go to. And he wanted to go to the other situation where he gets a chance to develop more than actually playing a game. He just knows himself a little bit better. He wants to get better. He realizes what's over here, he's not going to really get a chance to get better. But in the other situations, he knows he's going to get better. He really is going to get better. And I commend him on that. I really, as I watched him, and I can tell by his body language how he's going to get better. The other day, he cracked me up. And at the end of the game, these little games they have, they give game balls, who had the best game, whatever. And maybe my language with him or how I'm working with him, I need to like clean up and be more positive. And there's certain things I just got to work on with him. Certain things I need to maybe work on with him. And I was just telling, he was just telling me how they gave the game ball to one child. And I said, well, why did the coach give him the game ball? And he said, Dad, can you believe this? Because this is after he hit a little inside the park home run, got an RBI. He had a pretty, you know, made a good stop, whatever. He said, can you believe they gave this kid the game ball? Because he had a good pregame warm-up. I said, what do you mean pregame warm-up? He said, yeah. The coach said he really did. He warmed up really well. So that's why we gave him the game ball. I say, oh, so the pregame matters now, huh? He's like, yeah, I guess so. And we just laughed about it. We just laughed because we thought it was funny. That I said, no, I said, you hit a home run, three RBIs, and you still, I said, I'm on this team, son. You're not going to get much. I said, don't worry about it. That's not your only baseball. And he said, yeah, it's not. It's a good thing it's not. And I realized with him, as I talked to him, I said, he just forgot about it and moved on. I said, I don't want you walking around being bitter like that. And he's just like, but I think what bothered him the most was that he did all this hard work and they had him batting last, you know? And I think I said, well, that should motivate you a little bit more. And it did. It motivated him to do a little bit better. And so like I tell them, a lot of times you're going to have things that happen to you. And I said, you got to realize your mom and your dad, we want you to earn it. We don't want anything given, you know, we want things given to him, but we want him to earn it. And he's been working at it. He's been working at it. But, you know, some days I realize he gets kind of sad about certain things. Because he's working and he doesn't see people acknowledging him doing certain things. I said, don't worry about it. Just keep doing better and keep doing better and keep going doing well in school. And you'll be fine. But I don't need you being bitter and carrying this on and on with you. I said, these same kids later on in life, when you're at a certain level, they're going to be waiting for people to give them things. They're not used to earning things. And he's like, what? I said, yeah. I said, realize with Dad's podcast, and I have to earn my listeners. They don't just give them to me. I have to earn your listeners. I have to earn my listeners. And it's hard. Be honest with you, the podcast, I've been neglecting my podcast the last couple of months. I've just been trying to find a balancing act, and I couldn't find it. I was every day making excuses why I can't do this, why I can't do that. But now I think I found a solution to get back on the track record of doing a little bit better. I think I found, you know, there's sometimes a solution is right there in front of you. And we just got to look around for it. We just got to look around for it and be ready for it. I know the solution I have is do it when, you know, the thing about recording this podcast and the format of the podcast has changed from audio to video and all this other stuff. But I realize there's a lot of people who still listen to the podcast the audio way. And I was getting discouraged because every time I turn on YouTube or with somebody else, I see the podcast. These guys are doing podcasts with video and I want to do the same thing. But we're not ready for that just yet. So just stay where you are right now. Master that situation. Same thing I was telling my son. Just focus on that. And you should be fine. It's been a busy, busy, busy couple months for myself. I may have booked myself up way too much. I may have put my expectations really high. Just recently, I was, you know, my son's game last night. And one of the coaches was referring to me, telling me, this is it. I'm not going to coach next year. I've had enough. I got this going on. I got that going on with my job and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. And then there's a part of me that's like, hey, why don't you volunteer your name? I think that's what they wanted me to do. And I said, you already know. You've already overbooked yourself with your business and work and your podcast and all this other stuff. I said, you'll be here to support your son, no matter what team he gets put on. I said, we're going to put him on another team. We're going to find him another team. I said, that's the way God works things out sometimes. I said, it's been a good run with this team. But maybe it's time to find a better team for him. I said, it's just a matter of time. I said, he's progressing. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. He'll be all right. He'll be all right. But don't overextend yourself so much this time. And that's what I seem to do. My problem is I think I have so much time to do everything. I said, at your business, you have certain machines that you have to work on. And the thing about some of these the problems that I have, they're not really hard problems to fix. It's just some other things take so much energy out of you that you just don't have the energy to fix them. Like this podcast, it doesn't take long to do it. I already have the format. I already have certain things set up. I just got to sit myself down and actually do them. But what happens is we get distracted in life. We get distracted. We think over there, that's more important. Over there, that's more important at the time. Instead of just doing what we're supposed to do, staying true to our values and our culture and whatever we need to do. We want to switch. We want to do different things. We want to try different things. All because it looks good at the time. It really looks good at the time. As I watch myself and I see certain things and certain people and I talk to certain people, a lot of decisions that we're making are just for the moment. They're not for the future. As I continue, I made myself a promise. Not a promise, but something, a goal that I want to do is make sure that we do certain things every day for our YouTube. We do certain things to make our channel better. Can we do that? Yeah, there's a possibility that we can. There's a possibility we can't. You know, we only have so much time each day. We only have so much time each day to pull it together. If we don't pull it together, we just wasted that day. Because we walk around, we want to talk about some things that happened 5-6 days ago. I'm not going to change anything. But we want to sit around and just feel bad for ourselves. Like I said, give yourself 24 hours. Boo-hoo about it, cry about it, whatever about it, and move on. It's one thing I'm learning from the younger kids. They just move on, put in another compartment. But we want to talk about something that happened in 1975, 1980, 2020. Hold on to that. Think it's going to change anything. It's not. It's not. Learn from it and move on. As I continue thinking about this podcast and the people that we get to reach around the world, it's a very interesting concept. Upload it, let people listen to it, and get great feedback from these people. And motivate people all day. Like I said, I get a chance to do something a little bit unique in my life is talk to people around the world. Have I been the podcast and busy with things and trying to do different things with the podcast? Yeah, I've been kind of busy. But I got to make sure that the podcast is the main thing that we focus on. As we continue to focus on the podcast and make it bigger and better, we got to stay true to our values about being consistent. being consistent. Just recently, we went to a baseball game. And, you know, there's certain places that we like to sit. You know, we don't have to pay a lot of money, but there's certain places we just like to sit and enjoy the game, better view. Because sometimes we sit too far, and it was like, we could have stayed at home. Like I told my wife and I tell myself, you know, we don't get out much, but when we do go out, we're going to have a good time. We don't go to a game that often. So as we went to the game, and they got a chance to watch people, and they're like, wow, I didn't know such and such was so tall. I didn't know such and such had this many home runs. I didn't know such and such was on this pace to do this. If they're consistent, this is what's going to happen. That's the trick in life, is just being consistent. A lot of us don't want to be consistent. A lot of us want to have something that happened to us, and then we throw the whole plan out the window. It's unfortunate that we do that. But as we learn, and we have to be more consistent in what we're doing, sit down, record, upload it, and keep moving. Because a lot of times in these podcasts, there's a podcast I really like to listen to. I guess I didn't think not enough people wanted to listen to it. They stopped doing it. I'm in that same situation. I like doing the podcast. I like talking to people. I like getting online, but you got to realize you got to be more of a producer than a consumer. And that's what happens to a lot of us in life. We'll start producing certain things. And then as we get frustrated, we start consuming other people's content. And we stop producing our own stuff. Why? We just don't think our stuff is that valuable anymore. We think that no one wants to hear what we have to say. Everyone in here has a lot to say about their expert on something in life. We've all been through something that we can talk about and talk about till the cows come home. But sometimes we get one negative review, another negative review, and we seem to give up. We seem to not want to push ourselves. And we're going to have a challenge. And my challenge is every day that we get up and we get a chance to go to the business or whatever, and we record, upload it, and just keep uploading. It's not like they charge you. It's not like they're going to, you know, your effort. There's going to be some days that you're tired. There's some days that you don't want to do things. There's some days that you really don't want to go to work. There's some days that you don't want to work out and lose weight. Some days that you want to hit golf balls or whatever you seem to be, you know, after studying for your bar exam. Because you just don't want to do it. You just like, you think you reach the plateau. And I realized there's so much talent in you that I was talking to my son and talking to myself about this. You have that natural talent that no matter what you do, it's just always going to be there. No matter what you do, it's this natural talent. To get to the next level, that's super, super, I call it super, super talent. That's when your drive and your determination have to take over. The people who are making it in the world are on that level. Because a lot of times, like my son, he's asked me, why didn't such and such do so well? I said, they relied on their natural ability. Sometimes you got to go to your super, super talent, sorry, your super ability. So how do you get there? Consistency, staying after it, working after it, and you'll get there. Don't let things discourage you. Have a setback. Say, okay, I'll take 2 weeks off. Stop trying. Stop doing things. Give up. That's how you stay in your natural ability. And I see people with this natural ability all the time. Like this one person said, I'm going to do better in 3 years because right now is really not that important. What we're doing is really not that important. So I can lock the care the young folks say now. I can lock in 3 years when I go to high school. That's when it's going to be really important. But they've missed those 3 years of trying to do better. They missed that time of trying to push themselves. They missed a lot of lessons down the road. I missed a lot of lessons down the road. But I'm going to continue to get better. Tomorrow, same time, record, keep moving. Tomorrow's an important day. I said, you know when time you need to upload this thing. You know what time, you know your listeners are waiting for you. I had some people remind me the other day, I was walking and they say, hey, what's going on with the podcast? Make sure you continue to encourage us. We need that. I'm thinking no one is listening, but there are listening out there. People are listening to you, even though they may give you that weird look like they're not listening to you. Like, I guess they got discouraged because they're not listening anymore. Yeah, they're listening. They're listening to you. You have to understand yourself better than anyone out there. You know when your body works the best. You know how you handle discouragement. You can walk around with it the rest of your life. You can move on from your discouragement. Just move on. That's what a lot of people need to do. Just move on. You can carry it around as like a little motivation for yourself each and every day. And that's what we're going to do. We forget about it 24 hours, move on to something else. Try to figure out and try to get better as we're doing this. Try to figure out, okay, we did this. And what did we notice? What did we wonder? And move on from there. As we wrap this podcast up and as I continue to talk to myself and get better about some things, you have to understand yourself a little bit better than the next person. You have to understand the biggest thing that you can do is be consistent in life. Like I said, every day we get up, open it up. People are like, okay, they're serious about what they're doing. And I go to this barbershop, and then there's certain days I would go down there and try to get my hair cut. But they were closed on a Tuesday. They were closed on a Wednesday, closed on a Thursday. He wanted to go fishing or something. He didn't want to cut hair that day. Some people stopped going. He's like, hey, what's going on with the business? Like, hey, you don't want to be there. I can't give you money if you don't want to be there. People can't give you money if you don't put the effort out. That's just how it works. This is how it's going to be. As I watch people work and work and work and work, the ones who are successful, they figure it out. 1, 2, 3, be consistent. 1, 2, 3, be consistent. And you continue to do that, and you'll be fine. So thanks again for joining us on the Perifer Podcast. Thanks again for supporting us. Thanks again for subscribing. Make sure you go over to our YouTube channel. Make sure you go to Spotify. Make sure you follow us. Give us a nice follow so you know that anytime that we put up a new one, it's ready to go. So thanks again, and we will see you in the next one. All right.
This week's episode has come to an end, but the fun doesn't have to stop here. If you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback, head over right now to Twitter and Facebook and like, share, and get involved. Join us next time.